皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now, here's Phil。
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And right now, a drama being played out at Turner Field in Atlanta as the Atlanta Braves have dropped down one run to the New York Mets. The Mets are leading that game 9-8. Am I right about that? Mike Schaefer is keeping an eye on the ball game. We are keeping an eye on the ball game here from our broadcast central position. And a couple of people want to talk about the game. Chatsworth, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thanks.
Yeah. You didn't see the game tonight, but the Mets is leading the Braves now 9-8, and I'm a lifelong Mets fan. I've been a Mets fan for very, very many years. And
now you're calling from L.A. You're not a Dodger fan?
No way. The Dodgers lost it when they got rid of, you know, when they got rid of Piazza. I followed him all the way to the New York Mets, and now they're my main men. And right now, they're going to put the hurt on the Atlanta Braves like you've never even seen before.
Well, what is going on? You called in last night with that whole thing about the homecoming date, didn't you?
What?
Didn't you call in last night with that homecoming?
Yeah, well, the guy, I'm going to go out with that girl on account of what you guys said you would do.
So now you're watching some baseball tonight, huh?
Yeah. And I wanted to make a point that I think is really important. The New York Mets was down, way, way down. Nobody thought they could do it. Now they're going to be good.
Well, wait a second, because I just saw a Brave get a hit. One of the Atlanta Braves is on the base right now. And we've got another caller here. It's a gentleman calling from Atlanta this evening. Sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing not too good, Phil. I had to call in because I heard this young man on your program talking about the Mets. And I want to advise the young man of one thing. This ball game is not over yet, son.
It's as over as it's going to be, because the Braves was winning.
Yes, but the Braves were winning, but the game is not over yet, my friend. And only when the game is over can you start counting your chickens.
Well, I'm willing to make a bet right now that the New York Mets is going to beat the Atlanta team handily.
Well, you can run your mouth all you want, and you can say all you want, but the game ain't over yet.
Well, right now I'm looking at, is it one man on there, Mike? One on for the Braves, bottom of the 10th.
One guy's on the bag, my friend. All they need's two runs, and this game's in the can.
No way, no way. No way will they win.
How can you say that?
Because they have been snake bit. And
well, let me ask you, what do you mean they're snake bit?
They was up three games to nothing. They was up three games to nothing, and they...
I don't think they were up three games. Was it three games to nothing?
No, it wasn't three games to nothing. It was up two games to one, I think.
Well, no team can be this bad as what the Braves is doing now.
All right, we got another... You may be outnumbered. We got another Atlanta fan on the line. Atlanta, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil?
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Chaz, and I'll tell you what, the Atlanta Braves are going to kick that butt tonight.
Ha, 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 ha. Forget it.
They have won so many games now that you won't even be able to count after this is over with.
How many games have they won? They've won 3-2, and the Mets is about to win this game.
Who is this?
What song are you going to be singing then? I'm a Mets fan.
What is your name?
Forget it.
All right, pal. So they're
going to tomahawk on you.
Let me ask the gentleman in Atlanta, sir.
Yes.
Do you follow baseball?
I follow baseball, Phil.
Don't think so. All right, 1-800-449-8. I don't think that guy knows baseball. I don't think he knows it from turnip picking. Do you?
Well, I don't know why you say that. I believe that the Braves are going to win this game. I will tell you, I followed this football, this baseball team.
Football team?
I misspoke, young man. I meant baseball team. I have followed this baseball team and
one out in the bottom of the tenth with one man on.
Well, what's the score?
It's 9-8 Mets.
Who's at the plate?
Ain't you watching?
I'm listening to the radio right now. I'm not. The TV's in the other room.
Plesko's at the plate, and they got one man on, and they're losing. They're losing.
Well, I have followed the Braves for a long time. They have done so good, and yet they've not done good. You know,
what do you mean they've done so good, but they haven't done good?
Because they were almost there so many times, and then all of a sudden they don't do it. You know what I mean? In other words, they had a chance so many times.
Well, you better get ready, because they're about to suck again. And
I don't believe so. I think this is the year for the Atlanta Braves.
How can you say that? They're about to go 3-3 with the Mets.
I'm saying, and I guess I know there are a lot of Brave fans who feel the same way as me. I'm hoping and praying, Mr. Henry,
are you all right?
He's going to cry for crying out loud.
I'm not. I am emotional about a baseball team that I love very, very much. And they have broken my heart very many times.
You better believe they've broken your heart. They suck so bad, they suck on ice. And another thing, they suck on ice.
The Braves won a World Series in the 90s. How much has the Mets won?
They won. They'll win.
All right, well, we're following the game here. Klesko at the plate, one out in the bottom of the 10th. The Braves are the Mets are up by one run. Now, keep in mind that the Mets, I think, have come from three games to one down. I think they were down 3-0. That was the Red Sox-Yankee series. But if they do tie up the Braves here tonight, obviously you have to say, sir, that momentum is on the side of the Mets.
Well, I am hoping and I'm praying that is not the case. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm very confident that they're going to lose, Phil. And
why?
Because that's the Brave legacy. The Atlanta Braves have only won one World Series, even though they won all kinds of, the pennants of the National League, and they've won a lot of things. Oh, wait, what happened?
They just walked a guy. They just walked a guy. Now there's two sons of bitches on. How do you feel about that?
Happened.
They just walked the guy. Now there's two of them sons of bitches on the plate, on the bags. How you feel about that?
What happened?
The guy just told you they walked the guy, okay?
Manager's talking to the pitcher now, probably trying to loosen him up.
Yeah. What you going to do now? You got one out, and you got two of them sons of bitches on the plate, on the bags.
Yeah, there's two on, and there's one out, and it ain't looking too good for the Mets right now, even though they went up one game to nothing. All right, gentlemen, I got to go. I appreciate it.
Just want to send some shout-outs, though, to Troy Alder out in Dana Point.
Thanks very much, Phil. I don't know who this guy is, but
I'm a Mets fan.
Well, I'm a Braves fan.
All right, I got to take a break here, guys. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We got Joe Dickhead in Atlanta. He's at Turner Field right now. Let's talk to Joe Dickhead. Tell us what happened.
Phil, this is Joe Dickhead here at Turner Field in Atlanta, where the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves are tied 9-9. In the bottom half there, the 10th inning, the Braves tied things up on a base hit, and the Mets luckily scored a runner out of third base. So right now you have a tie ball game. It is 9-9, top of the 11th, as the New York Mets will be coming to bat. This is Joe Dickhead, live from Turner Field.
Wow, that's so action-packed and groovy sounding, man. All right, so it's all tied up. Number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Joe Dickhead is at Turner Field in Atlanta and is going to be giving us updates as we go along. Top of the 11th, ball game is tied up. So an interesting story here that I think you guys might be, I think you might respond to this. There is apparently the the Department of I guess you'd call it, it's the Department of Animal Control. And
as the Braves came up in clutch time there at the bottom of the 10th inning, were able to score the run. So the Atlanta Braves have tied things up with the New York Mets. This is Joe Dickhead!
Will you please turn it off, please?
What's that all about? So anyway, in Inglewood, California, there was a bear, apparently, that was this is an interesting little anecdote. A bear was wrestling with a man, and the guy was... If that guy comes on one more time, serious trouble for all concerned. I know it's tied 9-9, and I know it's the top of the 11th. It's been tied 9-9, top of the 11th, for the last minute. Well, how do I know? Because they've been in a commercial. And you can't play no baseball when you're in the middle of a commercial. It's against the Constitution or the law. So I know it's a federal law. 1-800-449-8686. So anyway, this clown is wrestling a bear. It's in Inglewood. In Inglewood, they get a bunch of these guys get together at a place called, what is the name of this joint? Some kind of a Hollywood Park Casino. This guy, who's 290 pounds, is wrestling an 800-pound Alaskan grizzly. And the poor bear is scared to death. Apparently the guy got a nice good gouge in his side, and I don't mean any harm to the guy, but, you wrestle a bear, pal, you get what you get, and you deserve every bit of it. Now, the L.A. County Animal Control gave these people a license for this bear wrestling to go on, and guess what? There's people, as I'm sure you would imagine, there are people who are saying it's cruelty to animals, and I happen to be one who agrees with that. I mean, you can't... The bear is a ferocious animal, all right, but it is no match and never will be any match for the human animal. We know this. You can take the baddest-ass animal out there. You can take animals that are completely and totally... Please turn that down. Turn it down. Turn it down.
This is Joe Dickhead! Turn it down!
All right, I want to see Bud Dickman in here right now. Get him in here now. What's going on?
We're doing an update on a baseball game.
I understand that. But when I'm in the middle of talking about something, why do I have that guy button in?
Because they said that you got to wait for the music to lock out to end a report.
The guy's done three reports in the last 5 minutes.
Right. We're supposed to be doing an update of baseball. Don't you understand? We're doing an update of baseball.
Yeah, we can update the baseball. That's fine. I don't mind updating the baseball. How come the guy's doing three reports?
Because you're starting to lock out of music. If you're not out of music, report is not done.
We have to lock out of that music?
That's right. And Joe Dickhead and Noah to do the baseball, Joe Dickhead.
Who am I working with here anymore?
Well, it's your show. You want to do a baseball report out of Joe Dickhead.
I'm talking to an idiot. Do you understand that?
Look, why don't you do the game right there? Two out, Robbie Ventura to play the tie to 9-9.
Thank you.
Because Robbie...
Thank you. Go ahead, man. Do his lousy report, okay?
This is Joe Dickhead from Turner Field. Robbie Ventura at the plate. There's two outs as the New York Mets are trying to go ahead here in this, the sixth game of this National League Championship Series. This is Joe Dickhead. Whee! Yeah!
So I got to wait for this music to end. Is that what they're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you got to wait for it to lock out. Good, Joe. Do some more.
This is Joe Dickhead of all the sports, all the baseball sports, all the scores for the National League Championship Series. Two out, Robbie Ventura to play tie 9-9. Count is 1-2 against Robbie Ventura. This is Joe Dickhead's sports.
Don't talk yet. You gotta wait for the music to end.
I'm waiting.
Okay, Joe, do the big lockout.
This is two tickets!
Three, two, one. Okay, Phil, you're on. You're on, go.
You can leave now.
You're on, go.
Yeah, I know I'm on. You can leave now.
Go, you're on.
I got it, man.
We got dead air, Phil. This is dead air. You're on.
Get out of here. Ventura fouled down to first base. Look at me. Now I'm doing a stinking report. Okay, so anyway, there's an interesting story here out of Inglewood, California, where a guy wrestled a bear and they think that he shouldn't have done it. There, fine. What's your opinion on that, huh? Go ahead. Tell me about what you think about that. I'm trying to set something up here, and I got Joe Dickhead with his big baseball report out of Atlanta. There, okay? So now it's my turn. And what's my thing? Oh, here you go. There's a guy wrestled a bear. What do you think of that? Give me your calls and opinions on the guy wrestling the bear. Huh? How about that, huh? What do you think? I cannot believe that in all of my time...
Stand by, Phil, to lock out.
So I gotta wait for this music to end.
That's right. This is Joe Dickhead music. You can't talk over it.
May I ask how long this lasts?
Just another minute and a half. Okay, Joe, get ready for the big lockout.
Joe Dickhead, standing by.
Oh, come on, will ya?
This is Joe Dickhead's clock!
And this is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, you're very petulant, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit angry, if you don't mind. I think I'm entitled. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah!
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Mets pitching around. Who's the guy they're pitching around? They're pitching around the batter. They got a man on, men on first and third. I love this. You don't even know what game you're watching. First, they only got a guy on third. Now you. I knew they had a guy on first and third. Mets with a men on first and third. The Braves. Now they do because the guy bunted on, didn't he? Who they just get? Oh, they pitched around the guy. In other words, he bunted and he got out. So how come they got a guy on first? Because they pitched around him? Did they intentionally walk him? Then call it an intentional walk. Don't say they're pitching around him. 1-800-449-8686. If anybody out there would like to respond, I got one guy on the line here. As a matter of fact, it's Dr. Jeff Dowder from Caltech. And Dr. Dowder, thank you for bailing me out.
Oh, Phil, I want to just tell you something. I was very fascinated with the story you were talking about in terms of cruelty to animals.
Let me just tell people that you are a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. You're doing part-time work there, right?
I do a little bit of research, Phil. And I also do some teaching, right? But that's not the whole focus of my life. I'm out in the world. I do a lot of different things. But I thought it was interesting the story that you brought up about the bear. I'm going to say something now that nobody has ever had. As long as you're talking about cruelty to animals. I'll say something to you right now that nobody has ever had the guts to say And I'll be the first one to say it because you know me, man.
I know you're outspoken.
I don't pull no punches, okay? I'm completely upfront, and I'm totally, totally with it, you know, when it comes to speaking my mind. But I will tell you something right now, what nobody else has the guts to say. And especially in this country, where everybody just looks around it and everybody's all talking about, you know, cruelty to animals or anything. Rodeo, okay, rodeo is uncool. Very uncool. And I had spent the better part of last year.
You know, you're talking about rodeo as in roping the steers and...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're talking about rodeo, they're very, very uncool the way they treat an animal on a rodeo. They wrestle the bull to the ground, almost break its neck. I mean, I went out of the Kissimmee Rodeo in Florida. I've been to the Calgary Stampede in Canada. I went up to Vegas. I've seen the rodeo championship in Vegas, too. And I have been... You know, a part of very, very small but significant movement of people who really think that this is not good on the animals.
Or what is specifically wrong with rodeo?
Well, I mean, open your eyes. I mean, if you ever seen rodeo,
I've seen it like on ESPN.
All right. Well, all you gotta do is open your eyes. They put a bucking strap on the animals. They wrestle down the steer. They saw down their horns. I'm saying it right now. Rodeo is completely uncool. It is completely uncool. And I've always been upfront about it, man. You ever been to a rodeo with the... I went out of town, I went down to Vegas on a rodeo. Okay?
Were you with friends?
I was with friends. I had a sign. And I held a sign up, and I'll tell you, there's some people around me, and I think some of the people who were put it on a rodeo, they knew that there was a contingent of us in the stands who were definitely not down with it. And we were making our presence known. And we had the sign right there. It said, rodeo is extremely uncool. And
What was on the sign?
That we had written on the sign, rodeo is very, very uncool, and had written it on the sign. And I'll tell you something, there's something a little bit liberating, Phil, about getting pelted with like, you know, beer cans or whatever. And
were the people getting rowdy with you?
Yeah, they definitely didn't want us there. And they were holding up all kind of sign about saying it, but you know.
Well, let me say this. I mean, I don't like an animal being mistreated. I do know that rodeo's got a long history, and I've often wondered what has made the animals that bucking strap, you call it.
Yeah, the bucking strap is basically to just squeeze the bull nuts. I mean, that's all. It's
squeezing the what?
Well, it's the, you know, it's like getting kicked in the balls. Is what they're doing. That's why the thing's trying to get the strap. Well, it's very, very uncool. And the reason, Phil, and this is where my background as an educator sort of comes into play, the reason why rodeo still exists is because cowboys these days got nothing to do, okay? I mean, and I mean that seriously. You've got a lot of ranches that are being worked these days, not by cowboys at all, but by their computerized ranches. Most of the ranches today are fully computerized and fully, there's no need for no cowboys. And that,
well, the cowboys that work on the ranch is like herding the bulls and stuff.
Well, no, that's fully computerized now. All ranches and farms are completely computerized and completely technologic. They use helicopters, they use jeeps. I mean, I'm a very good friend of mine, Steve Brown's got a family up in Wyoming, and they've got like a fleet of helicopters, man. That's what they do. That's how they keep the steers, you know, they herd the steers. And
well, they've got to have people that are working the ranches. Don't they at least have cowboys that are working the animals directly?
No, the whole thing's completely, all ranches are now off the grid, man. They're completely computerized. Everything that the bull touches, man, everything that the horses and the cows and the chickens are going near is fully automated and completely computerized. Dude, they got computers milking cows. They got computers that are making the, you know, inseminating the what do you call them, the chickens. They have full automated computerization of the husbandry of the animals. They have full automation and computerizations of chickens laying eggs. That's all done.
Well, wait a minute. A chicken laying an egg lays an egg in a hen.
It's all done by computer now. I mean, where have you been, man?
How does a chicken lay an egg by way of computer?
What I'm telling you, Phil, is that it's completely automated. Talk to anybody who owns a farm or ranch.
All right, so we got off the point here. You're saying that everything is computerized.
Everything's completely off the grid and on the computer now. Everything. Hogs get slaughtered via computer. Bulls are getting slaughtered. Steaks are made by way of computer.
I don't understand that at all, man. I mean, it must have left me far behind. When I was a kid, reading and watching and just absorbing what I did, it was all the farms and the ranches were worked by people.
No, not anymore. I mean, yeah, the people own it.
And you're saying that computers are now slaughtering hogs?
It's all computerized, right. So getting back to what I was saying, though, cowboys got nothing to do but sit on their ass and go to a rodeo. That's all they do. Okay, and that's the only reason why we still have rodeo is because the cowboys are sitting on their ass or going to a radio. I mean, going to the rodeo, either one or the other. And that's the reason why they do it.
All right, well, I think you've just given me a whole lot to swallow here, man, and I'm not sure where to start. But if you say that rodeo is cruel, it would seem to me that people would be talking about it. I mean, there would be people who would be protesting it.
Yeah, they don't do it. I mean, there are people, but I'm the only one that's had the guts to say it. I'm the only one that's really had the guts to say it, and that's why every chance I get, I'll say it. I've never been a cowboy myself. In fact, that was one of the dreams what I had to be a cowboy. But I fell off a horse, you know that horse you take your pictures on at Knott's Berry Farm, the one.
You mean that one that's made out of concrete?
Right. I fell off of that, and that can't go. By the way, man, you may be interested to know that there's a restaurant above the Blue Bayou Restaurant at Disneyland where you can go and get a pop, and then stumble into the Pirates of the Caribbean and go over to Tom Sawyer's Island. I don't know if you know that or not.
I don't know what that has to do with cowboys. Okay.
Well, I mentioned Knott's Berry Farm. You know, I just want to throw that in, but
it's got a restaurant above the Blue Bayou. It's got a what?
It's like a bar above the Blue Bayou.
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, that's what somebody told me.
I don't believe that there's a bar at Disneyland. Okay.
That's what somebody told me, that it's a club you can go in, have a couple of pops, and go down to the Pirates of the Caribbean, and then go to Tom Sawyer's Island.
How do you go to Tom Sawyer's Island from Pirates of the Caribbean?
When's the last time you were at Disneyland?
Oh, 3 years ago.
I mean, you go to Tom Sawyer's Island on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm not aware of that. I mean, first of all, I don't believe there's a bar where you can have a few pops and then stumble into Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know that there is either, man. Somebody told me that it was above the Blue Bayou restaurant. You could go up there, get lit up, and then go down into the Pirates of the Caribbean, go to Tom Sawyer Island.
Go and get lit up. Well, okay, I don't know anything about it. But anyway, you're talking about the horse that you fell off of at Knott's Berry Farm. You always wanted to be a cowboy.
I always wanted to be a cowboy. That's not going to not happen. And then I realized that the rodeo is cruel. And right now the Braves have won the game on a walk with the bases loaded.
The Braves won?
That's right.
Thank God we won't have to hear from Joe Dickhead. All right, listen, I was going to tell you that Wait a minute. I was going to tell you that a lot of these people who do not like rodeo that you were talking about, and all of the things that have been happening out there. Oh, come on, man, not this.
This is Joe Dickhead, as the Atlanta Braves have won on a walk with the bases loaded to beat the New York Mets. This is Joe Dickhead.
I guess I gotta wait for it to lock out, huh?
That's right, Joe. Just wait.
Well, I was talking about on the rodeo, man.
Just hold on, okay, with your rodeo.
Okay, Joe, do your lockout.
Man.
Okay, Phil, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, Anyway, Phil, that I was going to say about the rodeo.
Never mind about the rodeo, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jeff Dowder is alongside here this evening. We're talking about a lot of things, rodeo, farm work, and, oh, yeah, the Braves win. Let's go to Spencer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How are you? Dr. Dowder, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, as for farms being all automated now, ranches, I don't know, maybe that's Southern California right next to the crack house you've been going to.
But, hey, man, get with it. Get with it.
Get with it. Get with what?
I'll tell you what. To get with the crack house, man, all farms and ranches are fully computerized that are good ranches. I don't know what one you're working on.
That are good ranches.
What time you get up in the morning to milk the cow?
I don't milk a cow anymore.
Oh, not no more?
Not no more.
Well, when was you milking one, man?
Hey, I used to milk them when I was in high school, up at 3:30 to milk 100 head.
What'd you use, your hands or your mouth?
Okay, come on. We're talking about whether or not the computer... Do you work on a farm, sir?
Yes, I used to.
Okay. How long ago?
Well, I'm 22 now, so when I was in high school...
Well, see, man, everything's gotten... Everything's totally computerized now since you was in high school.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you what time it is, man.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's right. When I haul cattle out of these ranches, too, I can tell they're all computerized there, right?
Well, you're hauling the cattle out to market, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not computerized. That's on a car. Are you driving them out in a car?
No, I'm in a semi.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's not driving.
They have a couple more tests to drive a semi than they do for a car.
Yeah.
They have drug tests to drive a truck.
I just suddenly had this thought. I just suddenly had the thought of a guy driving cows out of the farm in a car.
What?
So, this guy's talking like there's a... there's an automated belt that runs these cows up into the truck, too, or something.
No,
okay?
Man, no.
You end up with eight guys trying to herd in 50 head of cattle.
Well, let me ask you something, man, because I work at Caltech, okay? I'm a professor of mechanical physics. We have a lot of agribusiness. We got a lot of ventology, all kinds of stuff we do at the school, all right?
Yeah, is this your school where you have a fully automated farm?
We have, but I know in California, how do you think chickens lay eggs, man?
Well, they lay eggs. I was never around chickens. I know they lay eggs and somebody goes around and collects them.
They lay eggs by way of computerization.
By way of computerization.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I, like I said, it's been a while since you've been on a farm, but they're computerized. They slaughter hogs with a computer now. Okay?
All right? Whatever.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
I just wanted to enlighten you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Keep him off the road, will you?
What's that supposed to be, man? I'm just saying. Yeah, okay, look at that. No guts, man.
When you said that they're driving cows off of the farm in cars.
I meant,
I know you meant truck, okay? It just was funny to me. And that guy works on a farm, so he ought to know, huh?
No, he says he takes the cows out in a car. He's not been in the...
He didn't say in a car. He said he drives them off in a truck. What do you think, they're getting in the back seat and buckling up?
Man, he said that he took the cows off of the farm, right?
Yes, he did. And he... What is that?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, my God, it's a song picked by Tony Sorrentino. Guaranteed to suck.
Hey, way to do it, Tony. Zeppelin 3.
Yeah, it blows. Tony Tony says this is the only one that would queue up. Yikes. Hey, Tony, tell you what. Kill that, and we'll just play this, okay? I'd rather hear Polynesian music. I'd rather hear Slatke than that crap that you just laid. I don't care if it is Led Zeppelin, the only one that would queue up. I understand. I know. It's where we were. We have no equipment here. We were supposed to go and work over at the network, but I guess that's going to be probably never.
Double computerization too, man.
Roger. No, please, no.
This is Joe Dickhead for the Atlanta Braves. And, ouch!
Crappy music tonight, picked by Tony Sorrentino.